This is Ted Kennedy. Don Regan has his far right foot in his mouth again. He says American women care more about their diamonds than about justice in South Africa. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, White House Chief of Staff Don Regan never learns. He can't resist disparaging American women. At the U.S.-Soviet summit last fall, he claimed that women don't care about arms control, human rights, or Afghanistan. The other day, he did it again, this time on South Africa. He said that economic sanctions against apartheid won't work because American women won't give up their diamonds and jewelry from South Africa. That comment is elitist, racist, and sexist, Bob, all in the same breath. And it speaks volumes about the key White House aide who's shaping the administration's failed policy on South Africa. Don Regan deserves all the criticism he's getting for that tasteless and offensive comment, Bob, and the United States deserves a new policy against apartheid.
Ted, you're no gem on this one either. You and your Beltway buddies sure know how to play politics with an off-the-record conversation. The real point is President Reagan is working for the cause of justice and freedom, whether it be South Africa, Afghanistan, or Nicaragua. Some others just like to talk. I want the administration to step up the battle against apartheid, Ted, but I also support the freedom fighters in Nicaragua, Angola, and Afghanistan. For some reason, their causes just don't concern you. And there's one thing you need to remember. The women of America understand the cause of freedom. They proved it by voting overwhelmingly for Ronald Reagan and rejecting your Blame America mob. This is Senator Bob Dole. I'm with the President's new plan to put drug manufacturers out of business. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.